Chapter 5. Coordinate Personnel Support. Chapter 5 provides an overview of personnel support functions for command interest programs and retention operations. These personnel support functions require coordination and generally fall under the responsibility of G1/AGs and S1s. Section 1. Command Interest Programs. Command interest programs are of general interest to organizations and soldiers. The following paragraphs briefly discuss the general responsibilities of the S1 with respect to any command interest program demanding specific attention as directed by the commander. Some programs that traditionally fall within the purview are provided as examples to understand the principles of support involved, but should not be considered all-inclusive. Command interest programs generally have 5 key components that include the responsible agent or agency, regulatory or statutory guidance, checklist, compliance protocols, and reporting requirements. A responsible agent or agency is someone specific or a subordinate element that is appointed in writing by order or policy memorandum that establishes the scope and responsibilities of the duty to be performed, the length of time the duty is performed, and any applicable references authorizing the order. The commander or his/her designated representative must sign any order or policy memorandum establishing a responsible agent or agency for a command interest program. The S1 ensures the order is completed and maintained in accordance with the requirements for the program. All command interest programs must follow regulatory guidance or statutory requirements for successful execution of the program. The S1 can assist to ensure the responsible agent has access to the current regulations or policies governing the program. For example, AR 600-20, Army Command Policy, establishes the Army Equal Opportunity Program. For the commander, it highlights all the essential elements of the program to ensure equal opportunity and fair treatment to all soldiers and their family members. Most programs have specific requirements or procedures to follow. A checklist ensures completion of each component is on time and in the proper order. At any time, the checklist can be updated to reflect procedure changes. In some cases, the S1 may not perform some or any of the duties on the checklist beyond assuring that a responsible agent is appointed. For example, the Army Voting Assistance Program educates eligible soldiers on the importance of voting and provides every opportunity to register and cast their votes. However, the program manager may not necessarily be in the S1. Any soldier meeting the requirements outlined in AR 608-20, Army Voting Assistance Program, may be appointed as the voting assistance officer. That individual, once appointed in writing, is responsible for following the checklist, maintaining compliance with the regulation, and reporting periodically to the commander the status of the program. Compliance protocols are the methods and procedures to provide quality assurance as mandated by law for any federal agency. Simply put, these are the inspections performed by higher headquarters, inspector general, or other agency to measure, through appropriate metrics, the command's compliance with the requirements established by the regulation or law. Most often, these are performed when a principal responsible agent changes, the governing guidance changes, or annually if no other circumstance has prompted a review. The S1 tracks the timeline for inspections, coordinates or schedules, where appropriate, the inspection and any follow-up actions, and maintains any historical inspections as required. Each command interest program's governing regulation or implementing guidance usually provides the time and manner by which progress reports are submitted to the commander, higher headquarters, or external agencies. The S1 may act as the staff command principal for consolidating, formatting, and presenting the required information to the commander. This is especially true for programs that require the commander's signature for certification or authentication. Section 2. Retention Operations. The Army Retention Program plays a continuous role during military operations. This program ensures all soldiers, regardless of the operation, have access to career counseling and retention processing. Army Career Counseling is the fundamental element of the Army Retention Program, which provides commanders the internal command climate knowledge needed to adjust their individual retention programs to ensure they meet the needs of soldiers and families without jeopardizing the manning requirements necessary to provide for the defense of the nation. Army retention affects unit strength. Commanders are the retention officers for their respective commands, and command sergeant majors are the senior retention NCOs for their units. To be truly effective, the Army retention program requires enthusiastic command involvement and dedicated expert advice to retain high-quality soldiers. Retaining quality soldiers certified in competence, character, and commitment ensures the stability of the Army's future force. While unit commanders and leaders are ultimately responsible for retaining soldiers at their level, career counselors located at battalion and above organizations are technical experts charged with advising commanders on all aspects of the Army retention program. Career counselors, due to their advisory role to the commander, are on his/her special staff. They also determine retention eligibility, retention options, and assist with eligibility for special commissioning programs consistent with published regulations and DA directives. See AR-601-280 for specific information on the Army Retention Program. Career Counselor's Role in Preparation for Deployment. The Army Retention Program is the long-term answer for maintaining end strength. At the center of this program is the Career Counselor. Retention operations are functions conducted at home station and during military operations. While career counselors are not table of organization and equipment assets in most organizations, they play an important role not only during pre-deployment, but during deployment as well. Unit leaders need to ensure career counselors are included as part of the deployment force and included in operational orders and contingency plans. Retention operations should be included in unit SOPs. At home stations, career counselors accomplish unit-specific retention missions consistent with goals of the Army Retention Program. While deployed, career counselors continue to implement the Army Retention Program through reenlistment and other retention initiatives. Stop movement efforts do not eliminate the requirement for career counselors to deploy. It is only a temporary tool used to maintain Army end strength. During deployments, unit commanders need to ensure adequate career counselor support is available to rear detachment or non-deployed personnel. This is accomplished via a memorandum of understanding or agreement between units or with the post-retention office. When planning for deployment operations, career counselors must conduct the following actions. Screen all soldier records not serving on indefinite status to ensure records are entered in the reenlistment, reclassification, and assignment system, and complete a DA Form 4591, retention counseling record, for all non-indefinite status soldiers with a current enlisted records brief. Coordinate with the battalion or brigade S6 for telephone and network connectivity into required databases and automated systems. Obtain sufficient office equipment and supplies, for example, laptop computer, appropriate software, scanner, printer, digital sender, United States flag, storage containers, necessary forms, and digital camera. During pre-deployment processing, career counselors should brief soldiers on deployment extensions and the Stop Movement Program, if necessary. Identify and train additional duty reenlistment NCOs for continual retention support, especially for geographically dispersed units. Organization responsibilities. Listed in the paragraphs below are unit responsibilities for retention operations. These responsibilities are not all-inclusive and should only be used as a guide. ASCC/Corps/Division. ASCC/Corps/Division career counselor responsibilities include the following critical tasks. Oversee all operations, actions, and incidences to ensure compliance with established standards and regulatory guidance. include retention operations in all O plans, OPWARDs, and SOPs. Monitor subordinate units to ensure retention programs have MOS-qualified career counselors. Assist career counselors as needed in obtaining equipment and assets. Maintain and publish statistics on Army retention program eligibles, missions, and accomplishments. Ensure subordinate commanders accomplish missions, functions, tasks, and responsibilities. Analyze and report retention affecting trends to the command and higher headquarters. Establish retention awards and incentive programs for the command. Accomplish retention missions consistent with goals of the Army retention program. Maintain communications with subordinate units and higher echelons. Conduct staff assistance visits and training for all subordinate units. Establish and monitor quality control for all pertinent soldier data and retention-related contractual documents. Establish and manage attrition management controls, such as the bar to continued service and declination statement to continued service. Manage and monitor soldiers in the MAR-2 process. Update expiration term of service dates on medical extensions in accordance with current applicable messages and policies. Maintain communication with the Military Personnel Division on approved medical extensions. Brigade. Brigade Senior Career Counselor responsibilities include the following critical tasks: oversee operations, actions, and incidences of subordinate units to ensure compliance with regulatory guidance and directives. Maintain and publish statistics on command retention eligibles, missions, and accomplishments. Establish retention awards and incentive programs for the brigade. Conduct staff assistance visits and training for all subordinate units. Coordinate with staff principals to ensure subordinate units have all required equipment, software, and supplies needed for retention operations at all levels of readiness. Ensure units screen soldier records. Include retention in unit SOPs. Input soldiers not on an indefinite reenlistment status into the reenlistment reclassification and assignment system. Accomplish retention missions consistent with goals of the Army retention program. Oversee and assist retention efforts of subordinate units. Establish and monitor quality control for all pertinent soldier data and retention-related contractual documents. Establish and manage attrition management controls, such as the bar to continued service and declination statement to continued service. Coordinate with the Brigade S3 and/or Battalion or Brigade S6 to ensure communications network are available to support the retention mission. Verify career counselors and unit leadership locations. Locate and contact local finance, human resources services, and other supporting agencies and establish working procedures. Establish a communication and distribution system with rear detachment retention elements. Secure appropriate workspace. Manage and assist soldiers in the MAR-2 process. Battalion. Battalion career counselor responsibilities include the following critical tasks: oversee operations, actions, and incidences of subordinate units to ensure compliance with regulatory guidance and directives. Maintain and publish statistics on battalion retention eligibles, missions, and accomplishments. Establish a retention awards and incentive program for the battalion. Conduct staff assistance visits and training for subordinate units. Coordinate with staff principals to ensure subordinate units have all required equipment, software, and supplies needed for retention operations at all levels of readiness. Ensure units screen soldier records. Include retention in unit SOPs. Input soldiers not on an indefinite reenlistment status into the reenlistment reclassification and assignment system. Accomplish retention missions consistent with goals of the Army retention program. Oversee and assist retention efforts of subordinate units. establish and monitor quality control for all pertinent soldier data and retention-related contractual documents. Establish and manage attrition management controls, such as the bar to continued service and declination statement to continued service. Coordinate with the Battalion S3/Battalion or Brigade S6 to ensure communications network are available to support retention mission. Verify career counselors and unit leadership locations. Locate and contact local finance, human resource services, and other supporting agencies and establish working procedures. Establish a communication and distribution system with rear detachment retention elements. Secure appropriate workspace. Manage and assist soldiers in the MAR-2 process. Company. Company retention NCO responsibilities include the following critical tasks. Accomplish retention missions consistent with goals of the Army Retention Program. Include retention operations in unit SOPs. Coordinate with staff principals to ensure subordinate units have all required equipment, software, and supplies for retention operations at all levels of readiness. Maintain career counselors and unit leadership locations. Coordinate bonus entitlement payments, including selective reenlistment bonus, anniversary payments, and payments of accrued leave through the servicing career counselor. Provide retention reports as required. Coordinate transportation to soldiers' locations. Secure appropriate workspace. Counsel soldiers on how current Army policies, bonus incentives, and opportunities in the reserve component affect retention options. Establish and monitor quality control for all pertinent soldier data and retention-related contractual documents. Establish and manage attrition management controls, such as the bar to continued service and declination statement to continued service. Assist soldiers in the MAR-2 process.